Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Monday, guys. Do you guys like our new Monday schedule?
I love our Monday schedule.
I do too. Yeah. I think that we're going to keep to Mondays until all the Love is Wine episodes come out. Mm-hmm. And then we'll probably resume to our typical Wednesday schedule. But I'm loving like talking to you guys at the start of the week.
I know. I kind of love it. I don't like routine much. So this is really nice because I'm like, oh, we're like kind of, you know, giving them a little surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
People were really excited to see that that we were releasing on a Monday.
No, I know. I do love the start of the week, but I do also love our Wednesdays. I love that we like start the hump day with a new episode, but I don't know. Maybe we'll keep the Monday. We'll see.
Yeah. Monday is like top of mind.
Yeah.
You know?
On this episode, we are recapping episodes 10 and 11 of Love is Blind season 6.
Woo woo!
Insane.
It's insane.
This season is crazy.
I feel like these episodes that happen right now are kind of usually lackluster. They're kind of boring. Like, we don't really care much about, like, I mean, we care, but we don't care. You know, we want the drama.
Like, not a lot happens. Yeah.
But this, the cast meetup, everything that's happening, I'm like, there's so much juicy, like, scenes. I'm excited.
No, I know. There's just so much drama.
Yes.
One thing that I've heard, which is, I think, unique to this season, is how much tea the current cast is spilling on social media. Like, we've gotten DMs from you guys, our pod besties, how you're frustrated that this cast is kind of spoiling their own endings through interviews and really just through like content that they put out there.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think that they're doing it? I know, like, I get it, right? But I feel like we haven't really seen it to this extent with previous seasons. I remember on our season, like, the last thing I wanted to do is, like, create a TikTok or, you know, put something on my stories to, like, clear something up. I just feel like this cast is definitely taking advantage of, like, the social media peak that they're at right now.
We're on season 6 now. It's like the cast has a blueprint of what to do and what's right if you're going to try to optimize the experience and like create a social media like platform, you know?
So totally.
It's like we didn't know at season 2, like, we barely posted because I was like so emotionally distraught about everything that's happening. I'm like, I can't handle posting right now.
I think we posted like photos together, like BTS content, but it was never like talking about the show and like defending ourselves to the extent this cast is doing while the show is airing. Like, they are spoiling pretty much everything. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
I know. Maybe it's because the way this season was edited, people are like, what the F?
That is so true. Maybe. Because let's be real, you know, obviously there hasn't been a lot of changes to the Love is Blind experiment, right? Like, nothing has really changed. The pod stage, the honeymoon stage, it's pretty much all the same. Like, you know, leading up to the altar.
Yeah.
So I feel like producers and editors of the show are trying to like create more unique storylines. Mm-hmm. And so maybe editing is playing a bigger part in trying to like create these, you know, like unique stories that people have never seen before.
Yeah. Like, a classic case is Matthew.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is such a blatant, like, attack at his character for no reason.
Showing that he walked out on a date.
Yeah.
The date with Sarah Ann he had in like the first few episodes, and that never actually happened. Sarah Ann and Matthew confirmed like that was edited. Like, that did not happen in real life.
Dude, that is wild to me. Yeah. Like, why even do that? Like, they're just like, I don't give a fuck. It's like a big F you to.
Yeah, but that's also happened on our season too. And like also the seasons after us. So, oh my gosh. It's power of editing.
That reminds me of the exact moment at After the Altar. Remember when they reversed my head spin? And it's like, and it's like, that is not, that's so unnatural. It looked like I was possessed.
I know.
But anyways. The nature of the game is editing, baby.
So we're going to have a little tea sesh with you guys and share some Love is Blind news, things that you guys shared with us via our DMs. And so, we're going to have a little tea party.
Let's do it. Welcome to the tea party, pod besties.
Yes, welcome to the tea party. Okay, well, first thing I saw a bunch of articles about Brittany and Kenneth, and they talk about the reason that they broke up and when, and it's so different than what was shown on the show.
Oof.
The crazy thing is, all these articles are now wiped from the web. Like, you cannot find that.
That is so weird to me.
Yeah.
But you know, it's production being like, you can't post
this
shit.
Yeah, it's like Netflix and probably Kinetic Content being like, this does not follow the storyline. It's going to cause a stir. So they wiped it.
Interesting.
But essentially what I remember from these articles, and I wish that I could cite them, but they are now gone. Brittany and Kenneth said to a few media outlets that they actually broke up prior to filming the breakup scene that you see on their season.
Interesting.
So that was kind of just like, I don't know if it was like they had to act it out again.
I'm sure.
Or have
did.
Some sort of final conversation from the cameras. But mm-hmm. what they said in these articles, it's like, we already knew it was going to work out from the time that we were flying from the Dominican Republic to Charlotte.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they already, like, they were questioning their romantic connection.
Yeah.
And the producers probably had them redo the scenes because I'm sure they were like chatting on the plane or whatever else.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
What was also interesting is Brittany said in one of these articles, which now does not exist, that Kenneth's phone use was never an issue. Like, she was like, obviously if it was an issue, I would have said something, but she goes, that was never an issue in like our relationship. So I think it's something that editors and producers just highlighted on the show to kind of explain why, you know, they weren't working out.
See, that like sucks so bad, because even on our last episode, we were like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize Ken being a villain was going to be on the bingo card for this mm-hmm. season. And now I feel bad because I'm like, again, it's the power of editing. That's yeah. insane.
So I think they like falsely created a narrative around his phone usage. And yeah. I think some of the things that she brought up, you know, like him waking her up at 1:30 a.m. probably was very valid.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they knew they weren't going to work prior to arriving back in Charlotte and all those other scenes being filmed. Like, I think they just, like, she didn't feel the romantic chemistry and he didn't feel it either.
Okay, interesting. I'm very intrigued to see what they have to say at reunion and if they allow them to reveal this part of the story, because that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
But speaking
I think that if they do reveal it at reunion, mm-hmm. they'll probably cut it out.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like,
because they're like,
if it doesn't fit the storyline,
yeah.
they're going to cut it out.
See, that's the thing. The cast is going to be, they're going to be either pissed or happy with how they edit the reunion.
Because, yes.
you know, they consolidate so many hours into that one short hour. So,
yeah.
Well, speaking of reunion, everybody has been commenting on these clips that we saw of Jess and Johnny at the airport. Mm. And let's clear some stuff up, because I've seen a lot of comments being like, oh my gosh, do Jess and Johnny end up together? Because Jess had revealed like she has a romantic connection with one of the cast members. We'll get into that later. But anyways, we just wanted to clear it up. They are filming reunion, you guys. That's yeah. why they have these odd pairing of people happening, because they don't want you
at the airport.
At the airport. They just don't want any storylines to be exposed on who's together, who's married, who's not, that kind of thing. So they pair people who would never like
people wouldn't expect
them
together.
Them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like,
exactly.
for example, when I was flying to Los Angeles to film our season's reunion, mm-hmm. I was paired with Kyle. And the reason why I was paired with Kyle, I know. and at that time, like, Kyle and I did not get along,
yeah.
but we sat next to each other on the plane and we were traveling together to the reunion because we didn't have a storyline together, nor did we have any sort of relationship. And yeah. so I think you flew with
Danielle and Mallory.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I think Ayana actually flew with Shake.
Yeah.
So they do those odd pairings type yeah. of thing so that they don't spoil
just
anything
no,
on
yeah.
the show.
No spoilers. They're huge on that. So, but I guess that does confirm that the reunion was already filmed. So.
Yeah, it was filmed 2 weeks ago. So
here
I'm really
go.
Excited for next week when that episode comes out.
I know, I'm so excited.
Since you brought up that Jess mentioned she is dating someone from the cast, mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, provide more information on that. She did hint on the Vile Files podcast recently that she is dating someone from the broader cast. So it's not from the main cast.
Isn't that interesting?
She won't reveal who, but it's her other connection that never was shown on the show.
Maybe we play a game later and figure out who it is.
No, but I don't really know anyone from the broader cast. I like forgot their names.
Yeah, I'm literally just going to pull up the cast list and be like, you?
Yeah, like, because on the Vile Files, she gave a description of like who is her physical type. And people think that like she's describing someone from the broader cast, like the person that she is dating or has, you know, a little thing with right now.
Yeah.
She was very, very coy about it all. But I think a reason why she was so coy is, I mean, it has been confirmed by this point by the interweb
yeah.
that she is on Perfect Match Season 2, which filmed September 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But here's the thing. I've heard a little bit about her storyline.
Okay.
And I'm shocked that she hinted on the Vile Files that she is dating someone from the cast. Because I was like, you just kind of ruined your ending for Perfect Match season two.
But listen, people go on Perfect Match for clout and not to find actual romantic love. Like, who's going on Perfect Match to be like, my person, the love of my life is going to be on Perfect Match? Like, absolutely not.
I know. But I think the only reason I was really surprised is, you know, Jess is probably one of the few or only cast members who is approved by Kinetic Content and Netflix to do podcast interviews so far. I know that it's an issue amongst this like current cast, the fact that they're kind of being silenced by PR. But so I'm assuming that for the Vile Files interview, there's someone from like Netflix PR or Kinetic Content PR that was there, like monitoring that interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm shocked that they let that piece of information slip.
Yeah, because obviously they could have told the Vile Files, like, hey, don't air that. But really, they don't care because I think they're just invested in Jess in general. So, which is, you know, kind of fun. But yeah, I don't know why they let that slip through. But again, I think it's because we all know that no one's finding love on Perfect Match. They're just there to do some little challenges, look good in a bikini, and like be done. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see everybody is suspecting that Sarah Ann and Jeremy are together because she posted a TikTok, I think, and the setup is exactly Jeremy's room. And also people noticed that in the background there was a Hawaiian shirt. And I was dying cackling because like, who the hell else is going to wear Hawaiian shirts from the cast?
I did hear about that. Ooh. I think like there's some internet detectives who found Jeremy's address.
That is messed up.
And then looked up, like, you know how for, I don't know, like you could see pictures of that that home.
Mm-hmm.
They compared it to her TikTok and realized, oh, this is like his house.
Dude, I love
that. Like inside his house. No, I hate that. That is so creepy.
No, it's really creepy, but like the intel is amazing.
Yeah.
But this is exactly like even on our season. Remember, people were like speculating who's together or not by Venmo transactions.
I know. I actually got Venmo requests being like, pay me if you and Shane are together because I saw that you guys are Venmo friends.
Yes.
Because I put all my Venmo transactions to private before the show came out. Like you couldn't see who I was paying or who I was receiving payments from.
Yeah.
And obviously I was Venmoing Shane and vice versa.
Yeah, that's exactly.
When we were dating.
That's exactly. I didn't do that. But then I think the Kinetic or somebody was like, just put it on private because people are suspecting already. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to. There's no privacy in this world. And this is exactly Jeremy and Sarah Ann. There's nowhere to hide.
It's so funny. I actually saw photos of them recently getting food together. And so my assumption is that they are together and they're going to announce it at the reunion, or they're just relying on each other for like emotional support.
Yeah.
Because they're probably getting a lot of backlash right now.
Yeah. And I think it's also confirmed that Sarah Ann is going to be at the reunion, which is kind of wild because the broader cast being a part of reunion is kind of like a first time for this season, right? I mean, there's been obviously some others, but in this way, I feel like there's going to be a lot more.
I mean, I feel like you have to bring Sarah Ann. She's part of such a big storyline. It would be stupid of Netflix and Kinetic Content not to bring Sarah Ann to the reunion. I don't know if it's confirmed, but I definitely did hear that she's there. I will never stop obsessing over every single Bae's luggage and bag I own. I mean, I see their bags everywhere at the airport. I'm sure you guys have as well, but I totally get the hype. For example, my Bae's check-in luggage has everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator so I don't have to find out at the airport that I overpacked, washable bags for all my dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets that everyone needs to stay organized.
I do love their luggages. My go-to right now is the Bae's Weekender bag because I've been taking a lot of short trips lately back home and back to the city. It fits so much because every inch of that bag is so functional. I think my favorite part is the bottom compartment though, where I could easily fit up to four pairs of shoes and it keeps them separate from everything else. It's just perfect for a weekend getaway.
Right now, Bae's is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting baestravel.com/outofthepods.
Go to baestravel.com/outofthepods for 15% off your first purchase.
That's BEIS travel.com/outofthepods. We do have some hot reunion tea, as always, but I think we're going to save it for next week. But they film for like 4 hours, but only like 1 hour makes it into episode.
It kind of makes sense because obviously we don't want to sit there through all the boring parts. But you know what? One thing we can absolutely bet on is after the reunion, this cast being messy on social media and giving us the real tea.
Oh, 100%.
I can't wait for that moment.
Yeah. But what I can say is that those text messages between Trevor and his alleged girlfriend he had back at home while he was filming Love is Blind season 6, they are real.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was suspecting they were real.
Yeah. So they address it at the reunion.
This is exactly the reason why watching these episodes, every time Trevor's face showed up, I was like, I can't trust you. He's a different person to me now.
Oh, yeah. I'm just upset. I cannot watch him on my screen anymore. Like, I don't believe a word that he's saying.
Yeah.
I think whatever he even says at the reunion, because those text messages are out there,
yeah.
I just like don't believe a word he says. He's just way too good of an actor.
Oh, 100%. And their motives are clearly he's not there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. It's so obvious. But should we start this recap?
Yes.
Where do we begin? Let's go.
Okay. Well, episode 10 opens with Jeremy telling his mom about what happened with him and Sarah Ann that night at Lost and Found.
Oh my gosh, let's go.
Can I just tell you?
Yes.
It's so crazy how he's able to tell his mom like the entire timeline, what went down without skipping a beat. But in the previous episode, in his conversation with Laura, when she's questioning him mm-hmm. about his night with Sarah Ann, he's like unable to share any of the details. Like he's lying about, you know, not being at Sarah Ann's house and all this stuff. And yet, look, he is able to clearly tell his mom what happened. Like, oh, I just dropped Sarah Ann off, you know, at home. And we just chatted for a little bit and then that was it.
Yeah, that sounds so, it sounds so made up. And also, I just love how Jeremy's mom, like he was looking for validation from Jeremy's mom. And she's like, absolutely not. You're absolutely in the wrong.
Yeah, I love that she kept him in check.
Like Laura said, what the hell goes on in his head?
No, I know. It's weird how he doesn't understand the severity of his actions.
Yeah.
You know, obviously his mom kept him in check. I know we received some DMs like his mom should have gone harder on him, but like he's on TV.
Way.
Like no parent is going to embarrass their kid in front of the cameras like that.
I think she did spectacular.
I think she said what she had to say in that situation.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting when she goes, so, you know, I don't know if I'll have a daughter-in-law or not, knowing. And the only reason I thought that was funny is the fact that Jeremy was engaged before he started casting for Love is Blind. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this is probably the second time she's thinking this.
I know. She's probably like, damn it, another one bites the dust. When are you going to get me away?
No, I know. But yeah, I really loved his mom. I feel like a big chunk of this episode was meeting the family.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like a snooze fest. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't know exactly what to say. I did love Jimmy's family.
Jimmy's family was so Southern and so cute. Like that Southern hospitality.
Southern.
Yeah, it was cute. I liked them a lot.
They are like the epitome of Southern people. Mm-hmm. Like his mom reminds me of those women in the South that, you know, that say like, bless your heart. Bless your little heart.
They're
a Southern accent. I haven't heard a Southern accent in so long. And so when they started speaking on screen, I was like, whoa.
Really?
I forgot what Southern accents sound like.
That's so funny. I guess I go to Texas often because my brother lives there. But that reminds me, this is so funny. But one of my best friends, it took me literally 3 months to understand him. Because
his Southern accent?
Yes, because he would... And especially when we would like drink together because you're like slurring words and stuff. And I'm like, I literally look at him. I'm like, I do not understand a word that is coming out of your mouth right now. And he's just repeating it. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Did I tell you about this instance where he came up to my sister? They saw each other at a restaurant and he knows my sister.
Yeah.
And so she's eating with a group of friends and he comes up to her to say hi. And she texts me and she goes, is he Australian?
Oh my God.
And I was like, no, he's from like deep Texas. And she goes, then why does he talk with an Australian accent? I was like, no, that's like a Texan, a very deep Texan
I'm
accent.
Actually dead. He's literally from Dallas, so that's so funny to me.
Yeah, but he has a very deep Southern accent. But going back to that meeting, his family, very very cute,
very cute.
I thought it was very funny, though, when Chelsea says that they communicate so well, her and Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jimmy's like, we've had a couple of fights. And Chelsea goes, oh, I wouldn't call them fights. What the hell would you call them, Chelsea?
See, this is a clear indication that in her past relationship, this is normal. Like, this is normal behavior in her past. I'm like, no. This is really bad.
Yeah. I was like, you guys are having pretty intense fights.
No, it's bad.
Like, they're not little arguments.
No. And there's no way it's just editing either. So yeah. It's like, it's pretty intense. You know who else I absolutely loved? 80's mom.
I did too.
But can I tell you, here's the issue I have. I think Clay is so, so good at just like saying everything by the script. It's like textbook.
He's smooth.
Yeah. He's just like, but it's, it. 80's mom doesn't know that it's who Clay is. You know what I mean? Like, I know. He says all the right things. Oh my God. And when he brought up the
Bible verse,
the same one that he said in the pause, I was like, is this his go-to to just like get everyone? If I say this verse, they're going to love me.
Yeah, no, he knows what to say.
He does.
I mean, the Bible verse, and when he talks about why he loves AD, and the mom responds, and she's like, that's a man. Like, yeah. She is bought in.
She's so bought in.
And I feel bad because, like, you know, AD is getting validation from her mom that she made the right choice, even when we know she made the wrong choice. And we know that the problems that her and Clay have, and like his inability or his fear to commit, mm-hmm. and not commit infidelity.
Can someone tell Clay that committing infidelity is not genetic? Like, someone tell that man, like, if you don't want to cheat, just don't.
He's like, my dad cheated, so I'm gonna cheat.
Yeah, it's like that gene runs deep.
I'm like, and I was like, no, Clay, it's a choice.
There's
like,
no chromosome for that.
It's a moral choice that you don't have to make, you know?
Oh my gosh, someone tell him that. But I the thing is, like, 80's mom was like, oh, he's like putting in the work, and he's worth the fight. And I'm like, no, I really don't think so. I think 80 deserves so much better. And hopefully AD tells her mom like all the issues that are happening.
I was just gonna say, that's probably why her mom is saying all these things and like validating AD, and you know, kind of encouraging AD to kind of fight for the relationship, because she doesn't know what's really happening. And I don't blame her. Like, I think her mom is saying all the right things because she's meeting Clay for the first time, and I'm sure AD is not sharing like all, you know, really all of like the glaring red flags and problems.
Oh yeah.
With her mom. Oh. Just like I kept things from my parents when I was in that relationship with Shane.
Yeah. I mean, at some point I think she's going to tell her and she's going to understand. But like weirdly in these episodes, it just felt like Clay was so checked out. Like he was saying it, but there was like no life behind his eyes when he was talking, kind of. And I wonder if that's just like him working so much and filming is like getting to him or something, but like I'm like, something is off, and he's like, he's just not there.
No, I know,
right? Like, did you get that? I don't know, it kind of felt a little odd to me.
I think the only reason it felt odd is because we know that actions speak louder than words, and like Clay's actions don't meet his words. Like, for example, AD starts that scene when she's meeting up with her mom. She's telling her mom, like, she set up cute gifts for Clay, his favorite snacks, like the 25 things that she loves about him, like wrote it on this gift. And he didn't touch it. He did not touch it. So it just shows that, like, you know, he can say the right things, but he's not really doing the right things.
Yeah, because I think it's, I think he's just like very career driven and doesn't like prioritize the romantic part of the relationship. And I think that's what's missing, amongst other things, obviously.
No, literally. This is such a crazy and stressful season, not only for these cast members, but I'm also stressed watching the show. But in real talk, when I experience stress, I typically start noticing increased hair thinning. But I did start using Nutrafol 2 years ago, and it has helped me make my hair thicker with less shedding. What I love about Nutrafol is they have multiple formulas, because everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different. They have formulas that are tailored to different stages of life, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets.
Nutrafol is a number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, which is why I also use it. In a clinical study, 86% of women have reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. You can purchase online. No prescription is required.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Out of the Pods.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code out of the pods.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code out of the pods. What did you think about the meetup with Amy's dad? So Johnny meeting Amy's dad for the first time, because I don't think that it was the first time they met.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because that's what I did with Shane's mom. Okay. Like we, I feel like when you're very serious, during the experiment, you're not keeping to the timeline that production provides for you. Like, hey, we're filming with this person and you're meeting this person's parent today. Like, because we're not filming 24/7, like for Shane and I, and I know like another couple, we're like, we're going to meet all our friends and family as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not wait for, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, production. I don't know. Through. I just felt like the dad was very like on board and calm. And I was like, this can't be the first time that he's actually meeting Jimmy. Like they definitely met over FaceTime or like before.
Yeah. FaceTime for sure.
Yeah. It just felt like too much of a smooth meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cute. It was cute, especially when he was talking about her running up to him after kindergarten with the little backpack. And it like kind of made me envision like Amy and Johnny's love story.
Yeah, like Johnny having a little girl.
Yay. I know, it'd be so cute. I mean, if he
could,
I mean, not right now.
Yeah, like clearly not right now.
That's so funny because their entire storyline is just all about birth control, and the producers are like, thank God there's at least one issue here. Like, I'm so excited for this.
They're like, hey Johnny, Amy, we are really struggling giving you guys screen time, so can you just like talk about something?
Talk this up.
There's a lot of other drama happening, so like can you like create a problem for you guys?
It'd be really funny if Amy and Johnny were pregnant. Like a reunion.
Oh my God.
I would die.
And they're like, yeah, that vasectomy didn't work.
I am not putting pills in my body. No, okay. That's the thing with them is like, it sucks. But I saw a comment that was like, Amy and Johnny, I'm really happy for you guys, but just not right now. Like, there's just too much going on with the other cast. Like, we love you, but like, we're going to push you aside a little bit and focus on the craziness that is happening around you.
I know. I feel really bad because they do not deserve to be on this season. They just, they like are, they should be on like season two.
Honestly,
like one that was really focused on like real, true love, you know, and instead they're on this season where there's so much drama. They're just getting lost in the sauce.
We need a couple to get married.
Duh, of course.
You know, like we needed Amy and Johnny. This season needed to happen so Amy and Johnny could find love.
Yeah, and be that one soul married couple so people can call this season a success. I am still confused about this whole birth control like conversation with them too. Johnny's like, I looked into getting a vasectomy, but it's more complex. But I still want to be like, there's other like types of birth control.
Yeah, there's pull out. No, I'm just kidding.
The pull out method. No, there's condoms. She could get a non-hormonal IUD.
Mm-hmm.
But I just am really confused at why like birth control is the end all be all when it comes to like being intimate for them. And I feel like it just comes from maybe like Johnny's lack of knowledge about like the reproductive system, or like he doesn't have enough sex education. It's just like really confusing. They never really address it, like have a true conversation. It's just like, yeah, I'll look into.
Well, I mean, if they don't have this issue, they have nothing. So thank God for the birth control issues. At least we're getting some sort of storyline from them. But in all honesty, I think they're just getting like the fairy tale edit. You know, like not much drama. We don't want to highlight any big drama with them because we need that like love story.
But I feel like they're not, because of this whole birth control thing.
It's like not a big enough problem for them not to be together though. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
I'm like, who cares?
It's just, yeah.
But it is kind of an odd thing though.
I do think that they're going to get married though.
Like, oh yeah.
I think that, again, absolutely. I said this in our previous recap episodes. You can tell like Johnny and Amy are protecting each other, and they're protecting their relationship by not saying a lot in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
Like they are what Shane and I were. Well, just me actually during filming, where I kept everything so private.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know who is not keeping anything private? Jimmy and Chelsea. Can we please get into their fight? Because I am so concerned that Chelsea is yet again creating a fight out of nowhere. Like, is she for real right now about him, like, picking a fight with him leaving for, like, under 2 hours to go to a friend's birthday party? Like, I'm concerned.
You're confused. I'm confused. Okay. I had to watch that scene 3 times because I was like, what exactly is this fight about? Because here's what I remember. So Chelsea is having an argument with Jimmy about him going out for his friend's birthday the night before. Mm-hmm. And so she says she's initially mad because another girl from the pod spotted him out and she's embarrassed that he didn't ask her to come out and he was spotted without her. And I was like, oh, okay. But then it escalates to her saying that Jimmy lied to her in the pods about how he likes to party. Like, she says that Jimmy told her, like, he doesn't like to party. Oh, but like, you lied. And I was like, what?
He went to a bar.
Yeah, for an hour and a half.
Bro.
But then it escalates to another level where she says she's not cool that he's hanging out with his girlfriends and texting them and, you know, starts asking, like, who are you hanging out with? Though I kind of do understand this point because he did fuck one of his girlfriends that he supposedly texts every day or very often. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that would be a deal breaker for me. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is, what the fuck is she upset about? What is, like, what is the issue? I know there's an issue, but I couldn't follow along.
She makes up a different narrative in her head. And listen, the conversation you have with yourself is the most important one. We all have thoughts like that, but you have to be able to control it and change the narrative in your head and be like, wait, I'm actually spiraling. This is not actually what reality is. And you can tell that she's just fishing for things, because remember when she was like, all the girls, implying that there was multiple, multiple girls from the pods. Where? Who? There's no one. And then when she was like, your man is out, where are you? And so she's like creating, I don't know, I hate to say this, but I think Chelsea is actually emotionally manipulating Jimmy into, like, apologizing to her when he did nothing. Like, she's kind of just like fishing for things when there's nothing there, you know. I don't know. It's just a lot. Well, her saying, like, who were you with last night, who do you text all day, I just, it was like a lot. It was a lot.
No, I know. She was very, lack of a better word, exhausting to watch in this scene.
Yeah.
A couple of thoughts, because I think watching it as a viewer, I'm like, this seems kind of crazy. And I do agree with you. I think she's unintentionally being emotionally manipulative.
Yeah.
By just the way that she's just coming at Jimmy and the fact she's not being very straightforward with, like, what the issue is, mm-hmm. and also making him feel bad by, I think, exaggerating facts. Like, for example, like you said,
all the girls,
when it's just Mackenzie from the pods who saw him, and then her bringing up Jess, saying like, you were hanging out with Jess, or like, Jess was there. And he goes, no, she wasn't.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been confirmed if she was there or not, but I assume, like, Jess was not there, and that Chelsea was just trying to, like you said, fish.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to catch him in something.
Yeah.
When there's
something
nothing
that doesn't really exist or she has no proof of. Okay. So the only reason I feel really bad for Chelsea is she is very drunk in this scene. It's very obvious. He says it. He goes, you've been drinking and you're drunk.
I think I missed that part, actually.
Yeah.
I had no idea she was drinking.
Yeah.
Not
so
that
he's
that
drinking.
Excuses any behavior, but it kind of makes sense.
And Jimmy seems sober in this scene. So it's obviously that argument, like, or that obviously that fight is going to be very, like, Chelsea's not going to come out looking good when you are fighting with someone who is clearly drunk.
Yeah, that's not. Oh,
but
boy.
The reason why I feel really bad is I do feel like maybe producers encouraged her to drink.
Yeah.
And so, like, it got, because they know that, like, when she is drunk, she says things and, like, takes things to another level. We've seen her do that soberly, but I'm just saying, like,
drunk conversations are sober thoughts.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is not the first time we've seen Chelsea kind of misrepresent the reality of what's happening in her own mind. So I just can't excuse it, but you're right, it's so exhausting. Can I tell you, after this fight, 99.9% of me was like, there's no chance they're like reconciling, there's no chance Jimmy is like, let's move forward. But the way he switched up so fast after their conversation, when they're making up, I was like, wow, Jimmy, you literally had no backbone here. He's just like, okay, cool, let's just move on. Thank you for apologizing.
Okay, I have a theory about this.
Oh, what's your theory?
It's going to be very unpopular with everyone watching, but I think that if you've been on reality TV and you're part of the Love is Blind cast, like whether it's current or former seasons, you will agree with me. Okay. I've actually had this conversation with former cast members, mm-hmm. and they agree with me.
Interesting.
This is my theory. So this is coming from me, a financial girly. I'm surprised when some people don't know the importance of building credit. Like when we're still early in the year, use your everyday purchases to build your financial goals, like your everyday grocery store purchases, your monthly gym membership. When you use the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build your credit scores with on-time payments for everyday purchases. Like if there was an overachieving credit card that helps you build credit, this would be it.
Exactly. And there's no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. By the way, you get a Chime checking account too, which is no monthly minimum balance or overdraft fees. So start building your credit. Open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started.
Get started at chime.com/out of the pots. That's chime.com/out of the pots.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and over-the-counter advance fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
I think Jimmy is just putting on a show. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because I think he's just protecting himself and making sure that he is not going to get a villain edit. But I think that he knows what to say for it to look good on TV. Mm-hmm. And he's just trying to act like he's invested, but he actually isn't. I think he knows like he's not going to marry Chelsea, but he's just trying to say and do the right things up till the end.
That's crazy to me, because Chelsea has given him every single reason to leave the relationship validly.
Yeah.
And if he is doing that, that makes me kind of sad, because it's like, why are you stringing along?
But we've just seen it happen. Screen time? I mean, we've seen it happen across the seasons. Like you and I have heard stories where people look like they're so in love on the show, but in reality they're not. And they'll admit like, no, I wasn't. Like, I was just trying to like kind of make it to the end. And I'm sorry if people don't like that we're saying this. It's a real thing that happens.
Yeah, reality
more team. Often than not. And I think about our season where we know someone who made it to the altar.
Yes.
And he received a really good edit, or a better edit than his partner. And it looked like he was really like in love and fighting for the relationship. And, you know, he would serenade her and, you know, make big statements about their love. But we knew in reality during filming, he was very vocal, especially to the other men on the cast, that he was not going to marry his partner. He's like, nope, like not attracted to her.
See, that you mentioning that makes me question, like, I wonder if it's editing and the way they want the storyline to be formed, that's why maybe Jimmy is expressing concerns and he's like having doubts and all these things in his interviews and like to other people, but they're just not like airing it, because there's a certain storyline that has to fit this couple. And that is, Chelsea's sadly like the overwhelming person, and Jimmy is like kind of like looking like an angel right now, like putting up with all of this stuff, because right now that's what it's looking like. Like Jimmy is an angel coming out of this.
You might be right. They might be doing that thing where they want to keep the viewers guessing if they're going to make it or not, because by episode 11, their final date, I was like, will Chelsea and Jimmy make it? Like, I feel like I'm 80% like they might, even though I don't think they will. But, you know, like, I get that feeling of like, maybe I was wrong. Like, maybe they actually will get married.
You know, there's something, there's definitely something happening behind the scenes, because on that interview with Jess on Vile Files, she was really supportive of Chelsea. And she was like, Chelsea and I are really close. And I think she was alluding to the fact that Jimmy did go out more than they showed on screen. So I feel like maybe there's some merit to what Chelsea is saying and why she's upset, especially because I'm sorry, but no fiance of mine is going to be talking to a friend who he has fucked. Absolutely not.
Who's that his best friend.
Yeah. And who chats all the time on that. I'm on Chelsea's side with that.
I am too. I would not be comfortable if my partner was talking to a woman that he fucked recently every day. Because like, why are you going to this woman that you were intimate with at one point for emotional support? I don't know. It just feels icky.
And the fact that he was upset that she brought it up on camera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you trying to hide? Again, maybe that like speaks to your theory of, is Jimmy just pretending to be a good guy?
I don't think he's pretending to be a good guy. And I don't fault him if he's trying to protect himself for the edit, because everyone does it, right? Like, at the end of the day, we're going to protect ourselves. I think it's actually a very smart strategy to, if I'm going on a show to find love, and through that process, I realize it's not going to work out, but I know that if I leave, I might end up with a villain edit if I like left halfway or I try to end a relationship. I think that I would actually try to make it to the end to just like, I don't know, like to not give myself a villain edit.
I don't know. See, that's the thing, is I don't think that way. If you're a good person, like, and you do things right, I don't know why this would be an issue. Like, what are you trying to hide? Because listen, I understand being a certain way, because listen, I say this all the time, is like at work or at a party or with your family, you put on different masks of who you are. You show up differently in every single scenario. It's not going to be any different on reality TV when cameras are around. I totally get that. But I feel like he's digging himself in a hole if he's just doing it to get a hero edit. I don't know. But that is an interesting theory.
But think about how much we protected our fiancés during filming.
Yeah.
Like, there are things that we could have said and problems we could have raised that we ended up not, because it was more of like we were in protection mode. Like, we're going to protect the people that we love or thought we loved at that time. And so I do think that maybe for Jimmy, it's kind of the same thing of not really protection, but he goes like, I'm going to protect myself by like kind of not saying, like doing what looks good on TV.
Is it worse to tell someone you love them and you care about them a lot and lie about it than to tell them to their face, hey, I'm not feeling it? I think the first is worse. Like, if you tell somebody you love them and care about them, but at the end of the day, you know you're never going to be with them, I think that is not okay.
I think that reality TV is selfish for the people who are in it.
Facts. Retweet.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that you can, like, yes, I think the first is way worse. In the real world, I think reality TV, knowing that like anything you say or do might be shown to millions and millions of people, and what you say or do is the difference of you looking bad on TV or you looking good on TV for your coworkers, for your future employers, for your friends and family to see, like,
damn,
you know, you're gonna pick the option that is the most selfish, but like will protect you the most. And I know we're going like way above like talking about this theory, but I truly think that with Jimmy, he knows he's not going to marry Chelsea. He's saying the right things for camera, but he knows he's not going to marry her. And to be honest, I think there's a reason why Chelsea is so anxious. I think she's reacting consciously or subconsciously to like an energy that she feels in that relationship, that like he is not all in it as he's saying he is.
Yeah, that was my theory from the very beginning.
Yeah.
As soon as the reveal happened, I think she realized the energy has shifted. But I feel like as the episodes have gone on, like his love for her is actually, I think, actually true. I don't know if it's strong enough for marriage, but I do have to say, As of right now, based on the edit, Jimmy is my favorite. I feel like he's so understanding and like, holy shit, is he so patient with her and yes. like always comes back, shows up. I don't know. I think he like has the tools. He's equipped to deal with somebody that is a Chelsea's mindset. Can I just tell you, I would love to have Chelsea on the podcast and ask her like what she thought about herself watching it back. Because I think that'll say a lot about Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, she said things on like social media. Like she knows like how she's looking on the show yeah. and she knows it's not good. Yeah. But I'm very curious too. I do think that it's a little bit unfair that people are going really hard on her on social media. I know it's hard not to because she is coming off very messy in these scenes.
Yeah.
However, I think what I really appreciate about Chelsea's edit so far is that my assumption is that she has an anxious attachment relationship style. Yeah. So she's someone who like gets in her head in relationships and thinks the worst. And, mm-hmm. you know, when like her mind kind of goes out of control.
Yeah.
But I read that 30% of the US have that same relationship style, that mm-hmm. anxious attachment style.
Yeah. And there's different like levels of it. Yeah,
I think it's like, there's like yeah. a spectrum of mm-hmm. like how people like, you know, signs with people with that style. Mm-hmm. But I do think that she does represent, you know, a really big community of people who also get anxious in relationships.
Yeah, you know what? And that's an interesting thing because I hope that people who are in an anxious attachment, because I used to be, it really depends on the relationship you're in and like what your past is. But I hope that they like watch this and they're like, oh, this is how I behave, but it's not the right thing to do to put that burden on your partner. But yeah, I would love a full self analysis from Chelsea.
Yes.
If you're listening, Chelsea, please come on our pod.
I hope she does. I have so many questions for her too.
With all the drama that happened at this cast meetup though, can we please get into all the different dynamics of this? It was a genius idea to bring all these people back because so much happening. Where do we even begin?
Okay, well, I'm not shocked that they had this like barbecue party, this cast meetup, because yeah. I feel like it would be a miss if they didn't have it.
So good.
Let's get kind of like the lesser drama out of the way.
Okay. Who's the least drama for you? I'm intrigued.
Okay. The Jess and Jimmy conversation.
Okay. Jess and Jimmy conversation was very tame. There was absolutely no EpiPens needed.
No,
If we go off of based on your theory, Jimmy is never going to do anything.
Yeah.
To, you know,
I think he's already watched the previous seasons and he knows like he is not going to vie for another woman when he is engaged. Like he probably learned from Shane and Shayna and he's like, I got to be like yeah. chill during this convo.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. Jess looked at the previous season. She's like, okay, the best way to not look bad is to just keep my cool.
Yeah. And honestly, I think I went a little hard on Jess in the last episode because of the way they edited it and what that scene looked
like. The meetup with Laura.
Yeah. It kind of looked like she was there to like instigate and kind of create some issues in the relationship. But in reality, I thought their conversation was really genuine. The way they spoke to each other, you can tell that they really knew each other's hearts. I don't know. Like I just kind of felt the love through the screen and it made me realize like it's okay to have multiple connections and still love the person that you're with. Like you can feel love in different ways and different capacities to other people. Like even if I'm not supposed to be with this person, I can still have a lot of love for them. And that's kind of what I felt with Jess and Jimmy.
I know Jimmy is getting a little bit of backlash by telling Jess like you were my number one, but I feel like that's pushed by producers. Like yeah. that was pushed.
Yeah.
You know, it happens in every season.
I know. I was just like, wait, which one did he say? Was it are my number one? Was my number one? I'm like, what are you actually saying, Jimmy? But I didn't think that there was anything wrong with that conversation. But Chelsea and Trevor, first of all, hot take. I think a lot of the things that Trevor has said are a red flag to me. I'm like, it's inappropriate for you to be saying this.
What do you think was inappropriate about their conversation?
He said, one, he asked her again. He was like, if I were to propose first, would you have said yes to me? And she's like, no, I think I still would have gone with Jimmy. And he goes, oh, you have to say that to be a good person. I was like, Trevor, what?
I think for me, when I was watching this conversation, I couldn't even take like Trevor seriously at all. Like, Bro. If like I just knew that he was not there was nothing there with Chelsea. Again, knowing the fact that he had a girlfriend throughout filming and he texted his girlfriend like, oh, I had to pretend this was real life, like talking about the Love is Blind experiment. So I'm like, everything that he's saying and doing right now, I don't give a fuck about, because I was like, you're just like kind of like acting for the cameras.
And
like,
you can absolutely tell he's not sad that Chelsea didn't pick him because he loves her. He's mad because he couldn't get any screen time. Yeah. He's like, damn you, like I could have made it till the end and gotten so much more for my business.
Well, Trevor's alleged girlfriend cleared this up on her Instagram stories. Someone asked her like, why were you supportive of Trevor doing the Love is Blind experiment and going on the show? And she's like, oh, like we thought that it would be really good for his business, or like to kind of, you know, like make money post show. And so yeah, so probably that's why he's pissed.
That sucks.
I thought it was very interesting that Chelsea like says so much about Trevor. Like she's like, he's beefy, he's my typical type. And I feel like is a little bit flirty with Trevor. And I was like, if Jimmy was doing that to Jess, Chelsea, you would be losing your fucking mind.
Absolutely. For her to sit there and say, oh, I know that you would give me love, I just know that it would be so fun and easy with you. Like, and then them joking about the whole bracelet thing, like, should we set up the bracelet? I was like, are you guys insane? Like,
are you guys okay?
Yeah, like, in what world? And then when Jimmy comes up and like hugs Trevor too, when Jimmy's walking away, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just talking to your wife about our relationship. It's just so
When Trevor said that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's too funny.
Like, are you guys okay?
Well, I think the reason why they were so chill is because Jimmy knew at that point that Trevor had a girlfriend, because Trevor's alleged girlfriend posted a photo that was taken 2 weeks after Trevor had left the pods. And the photo was taken supposedly by someone from the cast.
Oh my gosh. Trevor's so messy.
So I think someone from their cast like had a party and like Trevor brought his alleged girlfriend to during filming and well, when the actual couples were filming like their Charlotte scenes. So,
you know,
I feel like, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. And I feel like they kind of knew. I also did hear something from a production source. Trevor and Jess were asked to be on Perfect Match season 2 while they were filming. The pods. And so they might have known that they were going on the show while filming these barbecue scenes.
Yeah.
And so I think they were probably like, let's just be chill. This is not our last time on screen. Like, let's kind of leave very gracefully, because they know that they had another opportunity.
Interesting. That's to be interesting on another theory. Show.
Yeah. Because this season filmed in March 2023, and I think that this barbecue scene was actually filmed in April 2023, and that's when I was asked to cast for a Perfect Match.
Yeah.
So
interesting. Well, Jess and Trevor know, obviously. Yeah, because they're going to put their best foot forward. Yeah. What are they going to do? Try to ruin the relationships? But I do have a theory, though, is I honestly thought that Chelsea would be a hot mess during this cast meetup, like the lake house, whatever, because of just her insecurities, obviously, in the trajectory of how she's acted in the past, and her always bringing up Jess as a topic of like, you know, uncertainty in the relationship. I literally thought that there was going to be so many issues. But my theory is that the reason why she's so okay and the way she's flirty and acting like, you know, everything is fine,
she's
is
not
because
impacted.
Of, yeah, I think it's because of Trevor. It's like, if because it kind of evens out the playing field. If Trevor had not been there, I feel like Chelsea would have spiraled a little bit more.
She would see that like Jimmy and Jess conversation from the distance. She's like, she goes, I need the EpiPen.
Hyperventilating. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? But I think that's why I'm like, oh, they canceled each other out. They had to have these conversations. Yeah. It's producer pushed.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell as soon as like weird people start coupling together and hanging out, I'm like, yep, that's producers being like, you go talk to them.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
oh, speaking of that, can I just literally say, AD, my girl,
confronting Sarah Ann. Ooh,
AD is the type of friend that I want in my life. It's the type of friend I aspire to be. It's hard for me because I don't like conflict, but I just absolutely appreciated AD, and I just know Laura is like, yeah, that's my girl.
I know. Oh my goodness, when AD was questioning Sarah Ann,
so good.
I was like, good for you, AD, because that's really hard to do on camera, especially to someone. Like, I know all the women are close in the lounge, but like, it's still very shallow friendships. Like, we still don't know each other very well. Yeah. Like, the friendships really grow like after the show and through hangouts, like several months before the actual season comes out.
Yeah. There's a bond there.
Yeah. Sure. So AD really questioning Sarah was great. Like, I loved when AD, my favorite part about the whole thing is how like AD does not allow Sarah Ann to get away with shit. So yeah. AD asked Sarah Ann if she thought it was outlandish that Sarah Ann DM'd Jeremy that the door is still open. And I love that Sarah Ann is like, I didn't say that. And AD is like, no, I read the message. I read it.
It was so good.
Like, doesn't let her get away with it.
Not at all. And that's the thing is like, first of all, it is absolutely crazy to think that Sarah Ann was okay with this, because here's where she went wrong. There's a couple of reasons. Number one being, I get the whole thing of like, hey, like, you know, I messed up in the pods when Jeremy was breaking up with me. I wasn't vocal. Fine. But that's on you. You made that mistake and now you're kind of having to pay for it. That's like, why are you ruining someone else's relationship? Two, fine. If you want to tell Jeremy how you felt, that's totally fine. But you are doing it to an engaged man while they are still in the process of filming and figuring out this life together. I would have had so much more respect for her if she had just waited until filming was completed. And if Jeremy was then single, then fine, go for it. But in this moment, for her to come in like this is just so messed up. And for her to not even take any accountability and say like she did anything wrong is bizarre to me.
You could tell that behind the ego that Sarah Ann has, that she knows what she did is wrong. Yeah. Because when AD keeps asking, like, did you know Jeremy was engaged to Laura when you sent that DM? Like, Sarah Ann tries to evade that. And then finally is like, yeah, I knew he was engaged to her. Like, when AD is trying to get her to clarify. And I don't know. My blood was boiling listening to Sarah Ann talk. And I think I almost broke my TV when Sarah Ann was trying to like justify her actions when she's saying like love is messy. Like, I was like, no, it's not. Love has no ego. Love is kind. Love is pure.
Love is patient.
Whatever the fuck you are doing is not right.
No, actually, and it's crazy because as soon as Sarah Ann walked in and the cameras were on her, you can tell the energy she was bringing in was to fuck shit up. It was not coming from a good place. You can tell by the attitude she was having, the way she was talking. It's not even about, hey, like, I'm sorry. Like, I had to reach out because my feelings were so strong for this person. Like, the way you do something says a lot about your character. And the way she was talking about it, it made me so angry too. Like, her conversation. I was just like,
no, she definitely
why is
has
she this
like.
Way?
She definitely has an ego to
it's
her.
So bad.
And I don't like that she hides behind her Christianity as well. I think what I remember from like the pod conversations, or maybe it's social media, is, you know, she talks about being a Christian. And I was like, I hate how you hide behind your Christianity.
Your values.
And like when you make stupid fucking choices like this. I do think it's so laughable how she says, like, my intentions weren't to hurt anyone. It's like, but you know you hurt someone.
Yeah, baby
AD
girl.
Made that very clear to you. You could see the way Laura is acting. Like, clearly you hurt Laura. Fucking own up to what you did and say sorry, but your big fucking ego doesn't let you. And that's what makes you a shitty person.
I agree, dude. And also, like, it's not like we're blaming Sarah Ann completely because obviously the person that was in the relationship is Jeremy.
Exactly.
And that's what Laura says too. Most of this responsibility of why the relationship has ended is because of Jeremy and his actions.
She says, I think what Laura says that I really loved.
There's so many things.
I think Jeremy here is 100% at fault. Sarah Ann doesn't owe anything to Laura. I hate to say that.
Yeah, she
I
doesn't.
Think that where I do judge Sarah Ann is the fact that she doesn't realize how she hurt someone. And I just don't understand how someone can like do the things that she did and not realize that. Because she had so many different ways of like, I obviously this is very complex because she did have connection with Jeremy, but there's so many ways she could have gone about the scenario that didn't leave so many people hurt.
Yeah.
Or
she's
that
selfish.
Didn't. Yeah. That it, she went about it like very selfishly.
Yeah.
But Jeremy is 100% at fault. And Laura said it best. Like, she's like, you know, like, do I think Sarah Ann has morals, like not so much. But she goes, Jeremy was the one who was supposed to protect my heart.
Yeah. And that was so sweet when she said that, actually. But can I just say, I absolutely love Laura and I would aspire to be in situations best. Like this, because the way she was like, what happens in your, like, what goes on in your head? And then when she was like, you are not man enough to me and you never fucking were, I was like, girl, I love you. Thank what? You so much for standing up for yourself yeah. and like saying everything that needed to be said, because that man's ego was so bruised that you could tell he was hurt.
I like how she tells people at the barbecue, like, don't give him any attention.
He doesn't deserve any attention.
Yeah. And she's dying. Like, she tells him to go kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
Oh, that was my favorite quote ever, because I was like, I never thought about that. But yes, I want that too for my worst enemy.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that to people who wrong us. No,
I
know,
same. It was the best thing ever. I was like, I need to remember this line to say to New York boy the next time I see him.
I hope you never see that man.
Well, same. But in when I see him in hell, you know exactly what I'll be saying to him.
What are you doing there?
Well, but Laura is that girl that I want to be when I'm wronged. She does not skip a beat in terms of the things that she says. I know that we were kind of hard on her in last week's episode and the episode before that. We thought, like, you know, she can be a little bit, you know, on the harsh side, but it matters. Her personality is the best when it's in these types of situations. 100%. Like, she ate everything she said.
Yeah. In moments like this, you want to be this clever and witty and just yes. like straight to the point about how shitty of a person and how shitty the situation was. But oh my gosh, I died though at one of the moments. I remember Trevor said to Chelsea, he was like, oh, Laura was my number two, but she's kind of mean. I could fucking die.
I know. And I was like, good thing she is, because yeah. Jeremy fucking deserves all of it.
One part that really, really broke my heart, though, was when Jeremy and Sarah Ann were talking and they completely just like didn't even care about Laura's feelings when they yeah. like what went out and jet skied and stuff. And I was just like, are you guys for real? Like, you're really going to be this disrespectful? Like, you've literally broke someone's heart. You can tell Laura was crying and like they did that just to be mean to her. Honestly, that was just so fucked up.
It didn't even break my heart. It just angered me to my core. And I hate the fact that they validate each other, like yeah. falsely validate each other that they did nothing wrong.
I agree.
I never wish backlash or hate to anyone who does Love is Blind. But I think looking at how delusional Sarah Ann and Jeremy are in these scenes, like, I really hope they do listen to some of the feedback and backlash and realize that they were truly wrong. And I hope they use this opportunity to change.
Exactly. What you said is exactly what I was thinking too, in terms of, I would love to see what they have to say about Reunion, because it is, they just filmed it, right? And so they're watching the show back and I hope they do some self-reflection instead of doubling down. But yeah. I have a feeling
they're going to double down.
I have a feeling that they're not going to own up and they're not going to have any accountability. I think they're going to push some blame onto Laura for some reason. And it's going to be interesting to see what Jeremy has to say. But I think he's going to be like, well, Laura was never nice to me, even when I apologized, blah, blah, blah. And no, it's like, yeah,
he tends to victimize himself, as you can see in these scenes. Yeah. I agree with you. I think Jeremy might say sorry just for the public, but I think mm-hmm. him and Sarah Ann won't fully own up to all the things that they did wrong in this situation, because they do end up together. It's like Jackie and Josh from season 4. Mm-hmm. I think like they were okay with how they wronged Marshall, because ultimately they ended up together. And if the, you know, if the rumors are true, if like the social media evidence is true that they end up together, I feel like they won't be that sorry.
Yeah, it just sucks because how you do something speaks so much to your character, and the way they did it is, I think, absolutely bullshit. If they had just waited until this experience was over and then got together, I would have so much more respect for them. Because listen, I love love. I want people to find love.
Yeah.
But just not like this. Not your foundation has started by hurting someone else. So that's what they have to sit on.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, so in conclusion, Sarah Ann is a snake and Jeremy is as well. A bigger snake.
And another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Can we talk about, though, Amy and Johnny in these scenes? Because they were just in the background. They're just like living life.
Yeah, they're just like, ooh, no drama for me.
I know. And I was like, I feel like I just need to mention them once in a while in our episode today because, like, I really do like them. They give off very, like, innocent, pure vibes, but they're completely getting forgotten. I was thinking right now, I was like, were they even at the barbecue?
Oh my gosh, I'm dying.
But then I remembered that Johnny and Jimmy were talking about how they didn't want to have any conversations with Jeremy.
Oh, I know.
In the beginning.
When the scene first opened up at the lake house, whatever, it was Jimmy, Jeremy, and who was the other person?
Johnny.
Johnny.
The JJ.
The JJ. All the J's were are having a conversation, and it was so funny because I was like, I hope the boys hold Jeremy accountable when he was talking about it. And it was just so funny because Jeremy was just not getting it. And when they walked away, Jimmy was like, I'm not talking to Jeremy about this.
I know. It was so funny. They know that there's like so much drama with that whole situation.
Why do you think Jimmy got upset when Chelsea said that Amy and Johnny were the number one couple right now? Because if it aligns with your theory on Jimmy, just it's an act. Why do you think that maybe it's a game to him and he wants to be the number one couple? Like, who's
was kind of weird that he got annoyed because he seems like someone who can take jokes pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He kind of lets things, like, blow off. He doesn't like conflict. So I was like, is this just, like, a drunken thing or you're, like, annoyed at Chelsea about something?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like it's those moments where I was like, is Jimmy genuine? But then we get to their final scene, that final date night scene.
This shit was confusing to me.
I know. And this is when I knew they weren't going to work out when, I mean, the scene didn't finish, right? It ends with Jimmy asking Chelsea, like, what are you going to say at the altar if she has an idea? And she's like, and then the scene ends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we're going to have to figure out, you know, what happens in this week's episode coming out Wednesday. But I feel like when couples do not talk about what they're going to say at the altar before that final date night scene, like, they're most likely not going to work out.
See, this is what's confusing to me, because in one breath, Chelsea's like, oh my gosh, I love you. I feel pretty sure. All these things, like, they're expressing their love for each other. And then when he asks the question, like, what are you going to say? It's just so dramatic. And I'm like,
it might be editing too. I know that when we talked about it privately, like, that was such a weird ending scene.
Yeah.
They might have just, like, edited in a weird pause.
Yeah, that's true. The editors are doing a phenomenal job keeping us on our toes and, like, having us wait for these next set of episodes, because I am, like, first in line, ready to watch.
Like, Wednesday, 3 a.m.
Oh, God.
Central, I'm watching.
Can you believe that when our season was airing, we did that? I literally set an alarm, woke up at, like, 3 in the morning to watch these. I'm like, ugh.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I did not do that.
I do not miss doing that, because I just had to. I was like, oh, my God, what did this motherfucker say about me?
Oh my gosh, can I tell you something so crazy?
Tell me.
I actually sleep deprived myself for the weeks when our episodes were coming out,
mm-hmm.
like, for our season, because I did not want to stay up and watch them because I was working.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm going to try to, like, make myself so tired that I sleep through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted my friends and family to watch to get their perspective mm-hmm. of how, like, things were playing out on screen, because I felt like if I watched first, this was just me, like, self-soothing and coping.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, like, I can't be objective. Also, I thought our episodes were so boring too. I was like, oh,
I remember you told me you forwarded through most of the others.
I barely watched, like, the other scenes. It was just mine. But 100%. Even watching mine, I was like, God damn. I was like, who's watching this? This is so damn boring.
You get such bad. Oh my gosh, it was so bad. It's like, you know when you get the ick from just, like, listening to yourself on a voicemail? Watching
or on
yourself
a podcast?
Yeah, that too. But, like, if you watch yourself on television, it's like 100 times the ick, and you're like, you're cringing internally.
And you see yourself at angles that you've never seen your face at. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I really don't have a chin. I was like, I understand these thousands of DMs I'm getting about my chin, because I really don't have one.
Isn't that wild? Oh my gosh, I hate people sometimes. But
yeah, or my slouch too. I was like, I didn't think it was that bad. I was like, my mom told me it was bad, but I didn't think it was that severe.
Dude, someone today just posted something from a scene that me and Jake had, and it was about wasabi. And this was before, like, I was,
when you said it was a palate cleanser.
Yes. Oh my God, it's my most embarrassing worst moment, because I love sushi now, and I'm like, the fact that I even thought that and said that is absolutely insane to me, and it lives rent free in my mind. Like,
I know, isn't it crazy that, like, our show will, like, live on for years?
Yes.
Like, even when we're 40, maybe it'll still be on Netflix, who knows? But, like, the fact that content will live on, that's what
everyone
makes me cringe.
Is gonna think I'm a dumbass.
Anyways, let's get into predictions, though. Like, what do you think is going to happen this Wednesday?
I think that Chelsea and Jimmy are going to have a one last final fight because, you know, keep us on our toes. And that's the reason why I think Chelsea is going to say no. Because up until now, the trajectory has been Chelsea is all in, kind of, and she's like trying to like get Jimmy to be like, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And so now it's going to like tables turn, shocking finale.
She's going to have a deep, deep moment. She's going to choose herself.
Let's go, Chelsea. But I think there's going to be one final blowout. And obviously we know Amy and Johnny are going to get married. But
yeah, I'm like 99% sure they're going to get married at this point. They're getting that edit, and there always has to be a couple that gets married on the show. And I really do think it's going to be them. I'm sure it's going to be them.
Yeah.
I agree with you on the Chelsea and Jimmy prediction you have, but I actually think it's going to be Jimmy that says no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Should we put a wager on it?
Yeah. $10.
I don't have any money. You get a hug. Just kidding.
I'm good then. Okay. AD and Clay.
Oh, I don't think that's going to work.
No, I don't think they're going to make
it. Who do you think is going to say no though? Is it going to be AD or Clay?
I hope AD is the one that says no, and she has this like I want better for myself moment.
Yeah,
but I have a feeling Clay is going to be the one to say no.
Interesting. Clay's checked out, so I have no idea. He wasn't even present at this little lake house party. Like, where the hell was he?
I was just gonna say, yeah, where was Clay?
He arrived late because he was working, but he arrived, and then we just never saw him.
He was just a background character. Yeah. But what do you think? Who do you think is gonna say no at AD and Clay's wedding?
It's hard to say because it really depends on who the producer says goes first. It's like, but I think both of them would say no if they were asked first. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of like who the producers are going to pick because what's going to be juicy.
The only reason I think AD might say yes is because she hasn't left her fix-a-ho hair era.
her fix-a-ho era. I love it.
Yeah.
You.
But you're right. I think it might be a case of like it depends on who goes first. Can I tell you something that I heard about season one's Kenny and Kelly?
Oh, what? Wait, tell me.
So. This is very interesting. I actually heard this like a few years ago. So if you guys remember season one, Kenny and Kelly were one of the couples and Kelly said no on their wedding day.
Yeah.
And Kelly got a lot of backlash. People were like, you guys were perfect. Like Kenny was so amazing. I can't believe you said no to him. And it showed a scene where Kenny's really upset. Like on the wedding day, like after she says no, like he tells the cameraman to like kind of like fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that Kenny was the one who wanted to say no. They both did. Like they both knew that
it wasn't gonna work. Yeah.
It wasn't gonna work out, but Kenny wanted to say no too. If the officiant asked Kenny to say his answer first, Kenny would have said I don't.
Yeah. And I wonder if he would have gotten the same backlash that Kelly gets because for some reason women get it so much worse than men. I don't understand it.
I think he would have because they really did have a perfect storyline. It was a shock when Kelly said no. But yeah, it was pretty sad that she got the backlash. But so really the power of editing and that might also be the case with, you know, Chelsea and Jimmy.
Dude, you know they're gonna make it so entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy and Chelsea have been so fun to watch just because it's been overwhelming at times for sure, but like Jimmy and Chelsea are like they're fun. It's a fun time. I'm here to see the crash.
No, same.
Anyways, I'm just really excited to see where all these couples land. Like, I'm so excited. The finale is coming. Oh, can't wait. But guys, let us know what you thought of the episodes, what your predictions are. Leave us a comment on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you leave a review and subscribe. See you next Monday.
Bye.